From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. British Foreign Secretary Boris Johnson said Thursday that a rebellion in Parliament will not stop Britain's plans to leave the European Union after lawmakers defeated the government on proposed changes to its EU withdrawal legislation.
It won't for one second stop Brexit or stop the Brexit process. It's going to go on and we'll get it done, and we'll get it done in a very successful and a very timely way.
Japan and Britain said at the news conference they hope to achieve a swift deal on mutual recognition of each other's standards for goods and services when Britain leaves the EU. An Islamic extremist suicide bomber has killed several people at a police academy in the Somali capital of Mogadishu. Somali Deputy Police Commander Mukhtar Hussein Afra said police were preparing for the 74th anniversary of Police Day, and as they were starting to exercise, a suicide bomber came in and blew himself up. Afra said 18 police officers were killed and 15 others were injured. Somalia's al-Shabaab extremist rebels quickly claimed responsibility for the explosion. Pakistan and Afghanistan have agreed for the first time to place liaison officers at each other's military headquarters for better security coordination, and Islamabad is waiting for a formal response from Kabul to its proposal for opening wide-ranging bilateral dialogue. Pakistani Foreign Ministry spokesman Mohammed Faisal said at his weekly news conference on Thursday, he discussed the rare progress in the relationship that's been traditionally plagued by suspicion and mistrust. This is VOA News. Prime ministers of the Visegrad Group held a meeting in Brussels Thursday to tackle Europe's migrant crisis. Czech Prime Minister Andrej Babiš said something else needed to be done.
That we have to solve this problem by fighting against this migrant mafia, which is making billions of euro of money and is bringing these unhappy people to Europe, promising them the better future, which will not happen.
Hungarian Prime Minister Viktor Orban said the group was prepared to participate financially in the fight against illegal migration in North Africa and Libya in particular. The Visegrad Group is offering Italy 35 million euros to support migration projects in North Africa. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres is warning against the danger of sleepwalking into war with North Korea. Doug Bernard has more.
Guterres said that Security Council resolutions on North Korea's nuclear and missile programs must be fully implemented by Pyongyang and other countries, and urged leaders to find a peaceful solution.
I think it is important for all parties to understand the urgency of finding a solution, avoiding the kind of confrontation that could have tragic consequences for everybody.
Guterres made the comments to reporters after meeting with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe in Tokyo just days after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson offered to begin direct talks with North Korea without preconditions. The White House said Wednesday that no negotiations could be held with North Korea until it improves its behavior. The White House has declined to say whether President Donald Trump gave approval to Tillerson's overture. Doug Bernard, VOA News.
China submitted an official protest with the United States Thursday after President Donald Trump signed into law a measure that could result in U.S. naval warships visiting Taiwan. The Taiwan sections of the relevant U.S. law were not legally binding. They seriously violate the One China policy and the U.S.-China 3 joint communiques and constitute an interference in China's internal affairs. China is resolutely opposed to this, and we have already lodged stern representations with the U.S. government. That was Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesman Liu Kang. President Trump signed the defense budget legislation that authorizes the possibility of mutual visits between Taiwan and the United States. And should such any visits occur, they would be the first since the U.S. severed diplomatic ties with Taiwan in 1979. The Walt Disney Company is buying a large portion of the Murdoch's family 21st Century Fox for about $52 billion. It will include both TV and movie properties. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.